Welcome to Cannabis Business Minds Podcast with your host, Simone Simaluka-Radzins. Join me where I'll take you inside the ins and outs of this brand new and exciting business called cannabis. Connect with me on Calligia.com and follow us on social media as well. And here's today's show. All right, so let's talk about cannabis and compliance and cannabis and business in California. It is crazy. We are on October 16th and we've got less than, I think, 80 days until licensing in California starts. And I think a lot of people are super confused. A lot of people don't know what's happening, and myself included. You know, I look and I'm looking at like all of these different packets and pamphlets that I received at the Bureau of Cannabis Control's regulatory meeting that they held in Los Angeles just last week. And a little of this information, it's super overwhelming. But one thing that I've always been telling my clients, and one thing that if you're listening, I would really want you to understand, is that if you're in cannabis, you're in compliance no matter what you think. And cannabis, although it's one of the most regulated industries because it's federally illegal, we have to pay all these additional amounts of taxes. In the end, it's just a little bit harder than any other business. So the same regulatory agencies that you'd have to deal with if you were in agriculture, if you were in manufacturing, if you were in transportation, if you were in retail, are the ones that you're going to have to deal with if you're in cannabis in California. California cannabis is a little bit different, though, because what happens in California compared to an Oregon or a Washington is that you have got to, you know, have a local license to really have a state license, right? So I live in Los Angeles, you know, which is the biggest cannabis market in the entire world. And we still don't even know what's up with the licenses. You know, and think about that. The state's issuing at the very beginning of January 2018, and a lot of cannabis operators in Los Angeles, biggest large market in the industry, don't even know how many licenses will be available and don't even know if they can participate as, you know, somebody would in a capitalistic market. So it's kind of crazy in that standpoint. So a lot of you are like, well, I'm a grower, I'm a manufacturer, I want to get a cannabis license. I really want to be successful, and what do I do? So Calligia is putting on this awesome cannabis business boot camp with Canna Media Network. It's this weekend on October 21st and 22nd at, you know, near the airport in Los Angeles at the Sheraton in LA. And, you know, the whole goal, it's a 2-day, very, very, very intensive workshop. And we've picked some of the top industry experts in their field, and a lot of them are lawyers. Lawyers that can talk to you about, you know, what's up with the local law that you need to kind of be aware of in Southern California, what's up with the state law, and some of the things that you need to be aware of. And again, guys, it's federally illegal, so what's up with the federal law and what things should you be aware of? It's crazy. I have some Facebook groups and I see some crazy comments in those Facebook groups. I see people talking about, you know, shipping cannabis across state lines. That is a federal crime. That is, you know, against the Cole memo, and that would put you in jail. That's a, I don't know if it's a felony, but it's definitely a crime that would get you incarcerated. So there's a lot of misconceptions that cannabis operators really aren't even thinking about. I was talking about this at a cannabis finance boot camp about 2 years ago, but if you're in California and you cannot provide the state, imagine that you got that license and the state asks to see your books and records, meaning your accounting records. And if you can't provide those books and records to the state, that's $30,000 upon each instance that you cannot provide those books and records, right? And so when you think about cannabis, it's just all about compliance. And I get it. We've been in, you know, this really weird, especially in California, this Wild West period of, you're not supposed to keep anything. You're not supposed to save your receipts because you were afraid you were going to get raided. And now all of a sudden you have to fast forward into this very, you know, mindset of a corporate executive that's been used to compliance, and it's hard, but it's definitely necessary. Some other instances of noncompliance that I was talking about, and I'll get them on the podcast later, was just related to employees. Like, how do you treat employees? Under the current model of California, first of all, cannabis operators from, you know, 1996 until, you know, still right now have typically been a not-for-profit. And, you know, all intentions, that's great if you're truly operating as a not-for-profit, but a lot of the cannabis operators weren't. And that's fine. No judgment on that at all. But the point is, if you don't classify somebody that's working for you correctly, they can take you to court. You could have huge labor fines. You will have to be paying workers' compensation. Like, the ramifications of just not even knowing how you classify somebody that works for you. And you know, there's definitely a rule of how the IRS sees a 1099 versus an employee, and also how the state of California sees it. So, I mean, again, huge non-compliance fines. And so I want to invite everybody to come and to attend this Cannabis Business Bootcamp that we're hosting. I mean, you can use the code CALIGIACMN to get 25% off. Like, the real goal of this is to make sure that you are set up for success. Like, in California, we are at the very beginning of this revolutionary industry. And I know a lot of you have been in it for 20, 25 years. But it's the game has changed a little bit. And to get a seat at the table, you got to start getting a little bit more compliant. And that's why we put on this, or why we're putting on this event. And just a little bit of info, if you can't make the event, go to, you know, if you go on CALIGIA, we've got a California cannabis page, but I'd say go directly to the state, because that's where they're going to be providing you updates all the time. They got a wealth of resources. But just so you know, just a little bit of the timeline, because it's been changing. At the state level, we still don't have the draft cannabis regulations, right? So we now know that there are several regulatory bodies that are going to be regulating. You know, if you're a cultivator, you're going to be regulated by one department. If you're a manufacturer, you're going to be regulated by a different department. Distribution, lab testing, retail, completely different department, right? And so those departments all are talking to each other, and one of them's responsible for seed to sale tracking. But we still don't know the true guidance of the regulations, because like California, a lot of things have changed. But so just so you know, so October right now, check the websites, but the community licensing fairs have started. I was at the first one in Los Angeles. It was overwhelming. There were more than 1,000 people in line, and only 100 people got in. And you didn't really miss a lot if you didn't get to go. And if you didn't get in, it was just more like, hey, get your shit together type of thing. So late November, licensing agencies release emergency regulations. When those emergency regulations are going to be released, I believe there's going to be a 5-day comment period. So if you're upset about something, if you know it completely wrecks your business plan, you know, talk to your lawyers, your lobbyists, and make sure that you really voice your opinion, because this is definitely the time that we are shaping the cannabis industry. December, online licensing system is launched. Temporary license applications are available. So that means you'll start having kind of some of that insight. But the whole point is, before that happens in December, you've got to get a lot of stuff together, because you have to get ready to have that license. And when you think about getting that license, you have got to get your business plan. You've got to get your standard operating procedures, which are required as the dossier. You've got to get an EIN number. You've got to get, like, literally, there are so many ducks that you've got to, like, get your ducks in a row. Seriously, before December, like, that's your timeline if you want to make this timeline. January, okay, then late December, so probably around, like, after Christmas or, like, during that winter break after the solstice time, temporary licenses applications are accepted. And a temporary license, according to the state, is just 120 days, right? So if you get temporary, that's only temporary. January 1st, agencies can begin issuing cannabis licenses. Again, how I mentioned, there's several different agencies that will be working depending if you're cultivation, dispensary, you know, so make sure that you're comfortable with that particular agency, because you're going to be working very deeply with that agency. Early 2018, they don't specify when, and so the law says January, a few licenses have to be issued, but I'm curious, you know, the bulk of when the bulk would be issued, but probably early 2018, maybe Q1, January, February, March of 2018, licensing agencies issue permanent regulations. I'm not a lawyer. This is not legal advice, but from what I've been able to gather from some of these lawyers is that, you know, the moment that temporary time ends, I think that if you're operating in cannabis, and you don't have a license, like, I don't know if it's a felony, but it's definitely a big deal. So don't panic, because there's a solution. There's a solution because you just listened to this, so you're already one step ahead of somebody else that didn't listen to this. The second step is make sure, if you can, come to our Cannabis Business Bootcamp in Los Angeles. I'm going to be teaching just a portion of it because I am not a lawyer. You don't want to listen to me all the time. You want to listen to people who have actually got people licenses, who are lobbying with the state, who get insurance, who get workers' compensation, who get compliance, even a little bit more than me. So thank you so much. And really, I hope to see you on October 21st and 22nd in Los Angeles. And you can find more information about this at calogia.com/events. And make sure that you go to our Eventbrite page and get that ticket. And again, the discount code that you can use is Calogia, CMN, all caps, KALOGIACMN. And again, this is Simone Simaluka-Radzin, CEO of Calogia and podcast host of Cannabis Business Minds. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening to today's show. This is your host, Simone Simaluka-Radzin of Calogia.com. I hope that you find this episode entertaining and insightful. My goal is to educate all of you about this exciting business, because knowledge is power. If you haven't already, head on over to Calogia.com to connect with me and to meet other business leaders in the professional cannabis community. Also, if you like this, please go into iTunes and leave the Cannabis Business Minds podcast a 5-star review. See you next episode.